He'd been up at my bookstore looking at books today. If you young preachers want to know who the good authors are, that's the guy to ask right there. He knows. He knows the good ones that I've never heard of. And I thought I'd heard of all the good ones, but I hadn't. Nearly every time I see him, he'll say, "Now, have you ever read so-and-so's books?" No, I never even heard of that guy. I don't know where he finds all these people. But he knows books, so if you need any information about books, he's the guy to talk to. You pray for him as he preaches to us tonight.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. It's good to be here. Appreciate the Lord.
Yeah.
Being good to us. I want to say thank you for allowing me to come.
Amen, brother.
I don't take it lightly.
Amen.
And I appreciate it. And appreciate Brother Gary Lutry.
Yeah.
He's one that, Lord, let our paths cross some years ago, and just thank the Lord. And amen. Well, if you will, take your Bibles and go with us to the book of Genesis. Genesis chapter number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Genesis chapter number 5.
Oh, yeah.
Give you what the Lord's kind of put on our heart. Amen. Genesis chapter number 5, and we'll begin reading in verse number 21. If you're there, say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The Bible says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah 300 years. Begat sons and daughters. And all the days of Enoch were 365 years. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. We'll end our reading there and ask the Lord to help us for a little while. Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight. Lord, I want to say thank you for the preaching that we've got to hear this couple of days. Lord, how it's touched our heart and showed us how badly we need you. Lord, I want to say thank you for a place we can come and get some help. Lord, I pray that you'll help us for a little while. That you'll, Lord, speak to the people. Lord, not me, but you.
Yes.
Because, Lord, we know if it's me, it ain't going to get no further than from right here. But Lord, we ask you that you'll talk to your people tonight. And we'll be sure to give you all the honor and all the glory. For it's in your name we pray. Amen and amen. Now here in Genesis chapter number 5, we've read tonight about a man by the name of Enoch. And when you look at Enoch's life and you begin reading through the Bible in its entirety, you find that there's not much said about this man. But what is said about him is very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
We find in the book of Hebrews where Enoch is mentioned, and we find that there it says that Enoch was one that had a testimony that pleased God.
Amen.
And God helped me to have a testimony as one that pleases God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're living in a day when men are looking to please other men, and they're trying to build a status within their self.
Oh, yeah.
And yet our desire should be as children of God, not that we please man, but that we please God.
Oh, yeah.
I'll ask you a question. Who are you trying to please? But here in Genesis chapter number 5, we see something else about Enoch. We find the Bible talks about him as one who walked with God.
Yeah.
I'm sorry to say, within my age group, in a general sense, very few and far between today walk with God.
That's right.
I'm just being honest. But God help you and I as individuals not to be one that we say it with our mouth, but one that lives it in our life.
Amen.
And when we begin looking here at Enoch, we find in verse 21... the Bible says, and Enoch lived 65 years and begat Methuselah. And in verse number 22, and Enoch walked with God after he begat Methuselah.
Yeah,
so we find for 65 years, Enoch was one who did not walk with God. And we find that it was after a birth in his life that he began walking with God.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
We have people in the day in which we live, they say with their mouth, "Oh, I walk with God." But there's never been a birth. I would say tonight that until there's been a birth in your life, you'll never walk with God. People try it so often in the arm of the flesh, and yet it's like they get nowhere because there's never been a birth. Not only do we see that there was a birth in his life, but in verse number 22, the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. It does not say that God walked with Enoch, but that Enoch walked with God. See, for Enoch to walk with God meant that he had to go the direction that God was going.
Yeah.
I'll say tonight, you'll never walk with God unless you go the direction in which he is going.
Yeah.
And yet, in the day in which we live, men, women, boys, and girls, they try to go the way of the world, the way of the flesh. And God ain't going that way.
Right.
I'll ask you, who are you walking with? So, for a couple minutes, we'll preach on what it is to walk with God. Now, I'm a young feller. And there are men that can that I've met in my little life that had such a testimony of walking with God. It gives me a desire within myself.
Amen.
To want to do my best to walk with Him. I've seen testimonies in men's life of walking with God. Verse number 24, we find the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. First of all, I would say tonight that to walk with God, it's an enjoyable walk.
Oh, yeah.
I've said this before. It's something about because there's nothing to compare it to.
Yeah.
Do you realize, as a child of God, no matter how young you may be or how old you may be, if you've been born again, you have every opportunity to walk with God.
Amen.
And how and what a joy it is to be able to walk with Him. Why would the God of heaven want to walk with me and allow me to walk with Him? And yet, you and I, if we're not careful, we'll take it or leave it. But how? We need it. You can't walk without Him. You and I, we need Him desperately. And as a child of God, if you've ever walked with Him, when He ain't around, you know it. Not only would I say that it's an enjoyable walk, but the Bible says an Enoch walked with God. Secondly, I would say it's an educating walk. Did you know that you cannot walk with God and not learn something? You will learn something by walking with Him. I will say this. I'm not against Him at all. Going to school, learning the Bible, being in a good church, I'm for it. It's a good thing. But there are some things that man cannot teach you.
Right.
But the God that we're walking with is able to teach you and I. And able to educate us in our walking with Him. I got to thinking about what it is that God would teach you and I in our walking with Him that man cannot teach you. I got to thinking about what it is to trust Him. Man can't teach you how to trust God. Man can testify of it. Man can live it in front of you. But for you to learn it, and for me to learn it, we got to walk with Him. I read a story of a man that was good at walking what was called a tightrope. And this gentleman, one day, he tied one end off on Niagara Falls. And he pulled her across. And he tied her off. And he began walking back and forth on this tightrope across Niagara Falls. A man came up on one side looking up in awe and amazement of this man walking on this tightrope. The man on the tightrope came over where the man on the ground was. The man on the ground looking up in awe and amazement said, "I ain't never seen anybody be able to walk on a tightrope like that." Amazing thing. The man on the tightrope looked down at the man on the ground and said, "Sir, you think I could get a wheelbarrow, put it on this tightrope, walk across Niagara Falls?" He got him a wheelbarrow and put it up on that rope. He began pushing it across Niagara Falls back and forth. Finally, he came over where the man was standing looking up in amazement. Man on the tightrope said, "Sir, you think I could get somebody, put them in the wheelbarrow, and walk across Niagara Falls?" The man on the ground looking up in awe and amazement said, "Sir, ain't never seen anybody be able to walk a tightrope like that, much less push a wheelbarrow." "Why, yes, I believe that you probably could get somebody, put them in the wheelbarrow, and walk across Niagara Falls." Man on the tightrope looked at the man on the ground and said, get in the wheelbarrow. And immediately, the band began backpedaling.
Oh, yeah.
I got to thinking about, so often we come to the house of God.
Yeah.
We'll hold our hands up and say, I trust God. I trust Him. But then there'll come a time in your life where God will ask you to get in a wheelbarrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's happened to me.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you get in the wheelbarrow, what you're doing is you're giving all the control to the man pushing the wheelbarrow. I'm glad as a child of God in walking with Him that He's taught me some things about what it is to trust Him.
Amen.
And it's about walking with Him.
Amen.
Not only do we see that He'll teach us what it is to trust Him, He'll educate you and I in our walk.
Yeah.
But in verse number 24, the Bible says Enoch walked with God and he was not. Not only is it an enjoyable walk, not only is it an educating walk, but we find that in walking with God, it'll become an evaporating walk.
Yeah.
You say, what do you mean, Brother Caleb?
Yeah.
In walking with Him, who is man seeing? Do they see me or do they see the one I'm walking with? Now I'll be the first to raise my hand and say so often that I'm the one being seen. But see, in us walking with Him, you and I should learn what it is to evaporate in our walk. Disappear.
Amen.
Decrease.
Yeah.
John the Baptist. John chapter number 3, verse number 30. The Bible says, He must increase, but I must decrease.
Yeah. Amen.
In the day in which we're living,
yeah.
I don't know if we've lost it or are losing it. I know it ain't around much. But the ministry of decreasing is few and far between. God, help us to be willing to get out of the way and let Him be seen. I'll ask you a question. You and I, can we put a home back together? You and I, can we take somebody off of drugs and alcohol and have them sitting in their right mind? Can you and I take a home and put it back together? What about the one we're walking with?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he can.
Why do I want to be seen when the one I'm walking with is the one that can put it back together?
Yeah.
And yet you and I, because of the day in which we live, we got the mentality of Diotrephes, 3 John, who loveth the preeminence.
Right.
But it ain't about us no how.
You're right.
Amen.
It's all about Him.
Yes.
You say, how can He be seen? God's a spirit. It's Him being seen in us. It's that fruit of the Spirit. The love, joy, and peace. Being manifested out of you and I. It's Him being seen through us.
Amen.
This is what Paul said. Paul said, I die daily.
Yeah.
Our problems is we take all day to die.
Yeah.
If you and I would learn to get out of the way and let him be seen. How much better would it be? But so often, I want to die at the wrong end of the day. But if we would learn to crucify our flesh and say, God, you're the one that's going to be seen in the day in which we live. Not only do we find that it's an evaporating walk, an educating walk, an enjoyable walk, but we find that when you and I learn what it is to evaporate in our walk, in God's time, when He's ready, it'll become an elevating walk. See, it's not me trying to lift me up. It's me trying to get out of the way. But in God's time, when He's ready, because He knows that He's going to get the glory, He'll elevate you. Not that you be seen, but that the one you're walking with be seen. When I think of this, men go through my mind. Men of God that I've known. Women of God that I've met that knew what it was. They knew how to get out of the way so that He get the glory.
Amen. Amen.
I'll say a name here. Y'all know him, Brother Earl Hughes.
Yeah.
He learned how to get out of the way.
Yes.
I'll be honest with you. I ain't learned it yet. Still working on it. And more likely you are too.
Yeah.
Because within our flesh, we desire it. And yet, we can't do nothing no how.
Amen.
And God, in His time, He'll elevate you and I in our walking with Him. We find the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God. And he was not, for God took him. I got to thinking about heaven. You know, it's an amazing thing when you think about heaven. They got material. They've got equipment that they can see further than I've ever seen. Ain't never seen that far. They've got telescopes that can see way, way out there. And yet, as far as they can see, they get to see heaven. But when you think about it, as a child of God, heaven is a lot closer than you think. We find here, the Bible says, and Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. We find here that heaven, for Enoch, was within walking distance. You find him that he was walking, and he was not, for God. To the child of God, heaven is a lot closer than you and I realize. When you think about Jacob, went to sleep on that pile of rock. The Bible says that a ladder come out of heaven, touched earth. About the longest ladder I ever seen, about 40 foot. Heaven to the child of God is a lot closer than we realize. You think about the Lord Jesus being baptized in the Jordan.
Oh yeah.
Voice come out of heaven saying, "This is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased." You find heaven was within earshot. I'm glad as a child of God, heaven's a lot closer than we realize. And when you think about it and you ponder on it, we find in this walking with God, one day
It's going to become an evacuating wall.
Yeah.
Did you know that I am a child of God? And one day, I'm going to be evacuated.
Amen.
And if you're a child of God tonight, this ain't your home. One day, we're going to be evacuated out of here.
Amen.
I'm glad that I'm not of this world. Because heaven is my home.
Amen.
And whenever you think about it, you begin reading it, pondering on it, you find that Enoch was walking with God.
Oh yeah.
And in him walking with God, the only thing I can find that happened is Enoch changed worlds. He was walking with God in this world, and he stepped right over into the glory world. For the child of God, one day we're going to change worlds. And you find with Enoch what was faith over here. What he couldn't see in his walking with him. When he stepped into this world, faith became sight.
Yeah.
And he began and he was able to see the one that he was walking with. Now here we find in Genesis chapter number 5, it's real close to the beginning of your Bible. When you think about it, chapter number 5, wasn't too far from the beginning. And now we're living in 2020. We find that it's an everlasting walk. See, 65 years he walked. 65 years he didn't know God, according to the Bible. It wasn't until after the birth of Methuselah they began walking with God. So for 65 years, Enoch didn't walk with God. A birth took place in his life. He began walking with God. And he's been walking with him ever since.
Yeah.
We find that it's an everlasting walk. In our walking with him, it's going to be everlasting. Who are you walking with tonight? What is your motive in your walk? Who's the one getting the glory in my walk? God help us to walk with him. In a day when men say with their mouth, and they can talk it big, they impress me, some of them. But I don't want to be impressed in you. And I'm not meaning that disrespectful. I want to please him. If you're trying to please me, you ain't going to get nowhere. If you're trying to please Brother Farley, Brother Brian, if you come in here and you everything looks good, you can fake a lot of people out. But I don't want to fake nobody out. I want to be real.
Amen.
I want to walk with him.
Oh, yes, sir.
What it is to walk with God.
Amen.
God help us tonight to walk with him.
Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to you tonight. Lord, we realize our frailty. We realize our inability. Lord, we realize we can't help nobody. But we're so glad that, Lord, you can. And Lord, I pray that you'll help us. Lord, help me. Lord, I realize that I'm in a body of flesh. And Lord, I got to deal with me every day. Lord, help me to let you be seen more in my life than me. Lord, this congregation, these people, each individual sitting here tonight, God, they could be sitting here and they can play the part of walking with you. They can fool everybody in this building. But Lord, if they've never been born again, don't matter how much they fool us, they ain't never walked with you. Lord, I pray that you'll help us tonight to take this to heart. Lord, thank you for the preaching that we've heard thus far. Lord, just since I've been here, Lord, you've helped me. God, I thank you for the Bible. Thank you for the Word of God. Be with us now. In your name we pray. Amen, amen. As they, whatever they're going to do. You know, I didn't start walking until after I was born.